we'd make a playhouse, you know. We'd either put rocks or something. This would be the kitchen, you know, put down here. And this would be the living room. And one day, I was big enough to know better. And I made a stove outside, you know, and put something, and I remember put tin. This was like you have a tin roof on a smokehouse or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I put that there. Then I built a fire under that, and the wind is just blowing, and, you know. And I was big enough to know better than that. But you try anything. But that was the games that we played, and Mom would break a plate, and we'd use that, you know, in the playhouse.
Oh.
And we made at May Pops. You know what May Pops are? Mm-hmm. Well, they're pretty, you know. Mm-hmm. And you could make a boy or make a girl and make the dress and use poplar leaves as makes hats out of poplar leaves. And one thing, we had a barn, and we had to, maybe this half a day, we'd have to shuck corn, you know, and put the shucks over on this side and the corn over here. And then the corn that hadn't been shucked would be over there. So we had company one Sunday afternoon, and we had just shucked a lot of corn and had a lot of shucks over here. And got in it and jumped back and forth, and it mixed, you know. Well, my sister and I had to do that on Monday morning. That was our job, to divide it again.
Wow.
So you guys had a lot of fun then.
Well, we did. We had a lot of fun, but we didn't have any thing to play with. You know, we didn't have toys. Nobody had
imagination.
Yeah, and we would take an old pan or something, and there was a pine thicket, and we'd slide down with that. Dangerous. It was dangerous, but I don't know whether Mama knew we were doing it or not. But anyway.
Somebody told us about a game called Drop the Handkerchief.
Drop the Handkerchief, sure.
Okay, how do you play that?
Well, you all get in a circle, mm-hmm. and then you drop the handkerchief. You drop it behind. You have a leader, mm-hmm. and drop the handkerchief. And then they get it and try to catch you. And if they catch you, well, you go in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
played that in first grade a lot.
A lot of times, yeah. And. Of course, later years, we had slides and things like that to play with the school. Mm-hmm. But at first, we didn't have anything. But.
What about, what church do you go to here?
Methodist, United okay. Methodist in Roswell.
Okay. When you were growing up, though, did you go to a Methodist church, too?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's up the road. About 50 miles. I've always lived within 15 radius.
So you've gone to the whole church, the same church your whole life?
Uh-huh. No, it was different. It was a
this
Methodist
was two church.
Two separate
yeah,
ones.
Two churches. Oh,
okay. Another Methodist church.
Okay.
Another Methodist church. And when I moved down here, I brought my letter. I mean, they sent it. And I've been here ever since. Couldn't run me off.
Yeah, it's like, it used to be like two separate places, but now it's all meshed together.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
See,
that's right.
It's not a town. It was not incorporated. It was a community, right?
That's right.
Called Birmingham
that's right.
Community.
Okay.
And
now
the,
it's just like a suburb of Roswell, I guess you'd say.
Oh, mercy, yeah. Yeah. Well, they, and the thing about the country, and this caregiver that